Pastor. We have been talking about deception. And I would like to expound a little bit more. We talked about the deceptive fruits our last gathering and how it's really messing up everything. Big time. People are being deceived, taken out of position, moving before God, not waiting on God. All kinds of things. Rebellious, disobedience. You know, disobedience doesn't come by just volunteering for it. Amen? Disobedience is influence of the enemy. There's an area where people are pushed instead of led. That's called deception, when we're pushed. And there's a deceptive fruits, and there is a spirit of deception. We'll talk about the spirit of deception. It's invaded the body of Christ. It's been here before me and you. And it causes havoc. Brother against brother, sister against sister. This talks about the book of Revelations. People fighting for what they believe is right when it's wrong. The Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Amen. Trust, rest, and wait. Don't lean on your own understanding and all the above. Put things in divine order. That's one of the things that causes the spirit of deception. It moves people out of divine order. Their priorities begin to get changed and exchanged. What the enemy does is bring the priority to you. It puts self the major priority. And people don't realize that. Next thing you know, you're fighting for your stuff instead of fighting for what God wants you to fight for. You're in the wrong battle. When you're in the wrong battle, you know what you do? You lose. If God sends you in the battle, you win. Every battle the enemy sends you in, you lose. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this air, or course of the world, according to the prince of power of air. Well, who is the prince of power of air? The spirit of deception. Amen? The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because he of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, by his plan, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. In other words, we didn't figure out this plan. He did. It was a predestined plan to rescue us. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Again, the prince of power of error is the prince of power of the unseen reality. He is the prince of the unseen reality, or what we call the unseen realm. He is the spirit of deception in this reality. I'm going to say that again. He is the spirit of deception in this reality. Yes, this current reality. Constantly resisting those who want to escape this false reality. He's always doing everything he can to prevent us from escaping. Why? Because truth is a light. The Bible tells us that the word is a lamp unto our path, right? A light unto our path. So the word is always bringing us a way of escape, but the enemy's always stealing, killing, destroying, and preventing us. He's always resisting us from escaping. He's coming, does everything he can to deceive us and keep us in the area of deception no matter what. Then he keeps us in a false reality. Then there's false belief systems. Look at all the false religions. Amen. All of these false religions that are out there. These people are killing. Even Saul believed that he was doing the things for God till God had to slap him off his horse. And then he finally realized, man, I've been killing the wrong people. I'm slaving the wrong people. These people were right. I was wrong. But he believed it. And that's the great deception. People actually believe what they're doing is right when it isn't. And they believe they get confirmation, but they really didn't. Because if you truly seek out confirmation, things will be confirmed whether it's right or wrong. In other words, you don't go to a brother that you know agrees with you and everything. I mean, what do you think about the geography? Okay, well, that ain't going to work. You got to go to others. The Bible talks about three witnesses besides two. People were stoned to death with three witnesses in Moses' time. Amen? So in this, people are confirming. You don't confirm. Look, it. There's things I confirm with my spouse, but then I go beyond. It depends what it is. I mean, if it's a purchase or something, yeah, but if there's something heavy, something really bothering me that I need to find out if I did something truly bad, if there's something I did wrong, if I hurt someone and I didn't realize it, I'll go beyond my spouse and find out what I did. Want to confirm. You and I should, why? Because or else you live in a state of deception. When you live in a state of deception, remember, deception's great fruit is blindness. He blinds people. That's his number one fruit. Satan's weapon is deception. Why? Because the Bible tells us that the God of this age blinds people. So many people are still blinded. It's amazing how many people hate Trump, and they don't know why. Because they've been taken deceptive. They're blinded, and they're voting for the things that the, look at the news media that's so corrupt. They can't see corruption. They live in it. Deception causes you to live in corruption. And they die in corruption. Holding on to that false truth and false reality all the way to their death. Saul was one of them who became Paul. If he didn't have that visitation from the Lord, that man would have ended up in hell. Thought he was killing for God, doing the right things. Look at all the Pharisees and Sadducees. Look how much torture the disciples went through because their battle was against the religious group. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and all the other religious groups. Now our battles are against the Islamic groups, the false religions, the blue state. Those are false religions. They all have their own doctrine. Why? That doctrine is called deceiving doctrines, doctrines of demons. It's deceiving. People are believing it. People are writing books about their deception. Don't even realize it's deceptive, but they're lying to people. How many know a lie is a deceiving spirit? Have you ever been wronged by anyone? Don't raise your hand. Have you ever been falsely accused? Well, what was its leading point? What's the spirit that leads individuals to? What does the Bible tell us about the accusers of the brethren? Deception. Look at how many people have been falsely imprisoned, accused, somebody lying. Look how many people they busted as witnesses. How many, you know how many charges Trump's had? I forgot how many, hundreds, 300s. He's had criminal charges against them. He's had to pay all kinds of fines, and it's been reimbursed because he didn't lose any. Come on, can you imagine arresting the president of the United States in false corruption charges? Coming to find out the ex-president was the one that was corrupt. Oh, they're going to get exposed and imprisoned now. All the stuff is public now. You can go see all of Obama's, Biden's, even Bush's. All of these presidential deceptive fraud. All these election frauds. All it's all public now. Why? Because the spirit of deception, the prince of power of error, has been working on this for a long time. placing people in position, waiting. If you've ever get a chance, go to a website that's called Joe M. It's about exposing the deception of this country and how they had a plan for 16 years to dismantle this country and turn it over to communism. It would have been with Obama and Clinton, but she didn't. They expected her to win, but she didn't. Too many people voted. They showed up to vote. But they had a 16-year or something like that plan to dismantle this country and turn it over to communism. What? It was Joe M. It's called The Plan to Save the World. The Plan to Save the World. It's pretty wild. But you know the truth. The truth is all coming out now. Unfortunately, it took so stinking long. But anyways, so many people have died waiting to bring this truth out. So many people were assassinated trying to tell the truth and expose the truth. But we were outnumbered at that time. There was too many of these demonic forces that have infiltrated human souls and taking possession of them, and their leading spirit was the spirit of deception. They had no fear in lying. They had no problem to lie or deceive others in front of judges and courts and everything else. Now things are happening. They're starting to get exposed. There's indictments. There's arrests. And look at all the fraud they've been finding out. All of this Social Security fraud, the Medicare fraud, the Medicaid fraud, all of this fraud. And it's all, most of this fraud is from foreigners, going to foreigners that are most likely illegal immigrants anyways. It's incredible. Because our government allowed it in. See, if they can get enough illegal immigrants to come in and vote for them, well, now they're changing the law around about voting. You better show an ID. You better have proof that you're a U.S. citizen. Ooh, the Democrats don't like that because they can't win legally. They have to cheat. Oh, glory. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers, but be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. They overthrow the faith of some. Wow. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are what? In opposite, in what humility? Not pride or arrogance. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Repentance granted to those who come to the truth. That's what we pray for. Without recognizing the wrong of deception, there can be no repentance, can there? And then there was no escape. Individuals that do not repent for their deception will not escape the life of deception. They will live out their lives in a false reality of pride, self-righteousness, and bondage and religion. It's a terrible place to be, not knowing it. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says, I love it, expressly says. Expressly. In other words, forcefully. Listen. Hear. Write it down. Remember this. Now the Spirit expressly says, in the latter times, are we in the latter times? Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. That's the spirit of deception, isn't it? And doctrines of demons, will they go together? Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. That means they don't know what they're doing. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Deceiving spirits, deceptive spirits. We are in the latter days. That means it says it's increased. They will increase. More people will turn to these deceiving spirits. See, so we need to bind, blind, mute, and deaf those spirits every single day. You must maintain your routine. That's one of the things the deceiving spirit loves to do, is get you off track of your routine. Why? Because he knows if you can skip a day not binding him, he can do something. Oh, hallelujah. What does the word tell us? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, that's deception then, isn't it? If it's lack of knowledge, it means they're being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If you choose to live godly, you're going to be accused, falsely accused, all kinds of things. Why? Because the spirits of deception are going to come against you. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Hello, this is where we're at right now. But you must what? Continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to know you wise, make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if a person is not thoroughly equipped for every good work, it's because the spirit of deception is preventing them. Evil imposters get worse, multiplying to deceive, to be deceived, and to deceive others. You know, think about the things that our parents were deceived with. And they taught us these deceptive things. And we carried that. And so many people carry it today. You know, there's a lot of good people in Catholicism. But the doctrines are deceived. We don't pray to the dead. We don't pray the rosary. The rosary is a cursed item. People don't realize it. You know, when you tell somebody that's been in Catholicism for all of these years, and I'm not, look, God knows their heart, amen? God knows everybody's heart. I think he rescues a lot of people that have been taken captive in occult religions, not knowing that they were, but their heart was right with God, because that's where he judges. But still, all of these traditions of lies and deception were passed down to the children. Heck, I thought if I gave 20 bucks, ran around a church a couple times, a couple push-ups, I was freed. It wasn't that way. It was true repentance, which meant to turn around, turn away. Amen? So we had our belief systems. Now, they were so flawed, but they were influenced by the spirit of deception. That deceptive spirit. You know, you think about it. When you really search into Catholicism, and come on, would you want somebody wearing a black robe to pray over you? And they have these fish hats? I never realized that. I was an altar boy. And the priest used to sit in the back, drink wine, and smoke cigarettes before he went out and did the service. I thought that was normal. So I used to take hosts that they had and dip them in the wine and eat them myself. I liked when I didn't have to go to class and had to do service at the church. I mean, but you know what? Our church had a bar underneath it, or our gym had a bar with bowling lanes. So people went to church, the kids went to go, you know, they went to go bowl or whatever, or the parents went to the bar while the husband or whatever went, or wife went to the church. Their main concern was collecting money. Boy, that basket went through past you a few times. You know what I'm saying? But again, because people were deceived. They were deceived. So we have to forgive our families and our parents for raising us in the spirit of deception. And be thankful that, you know, we got freed up. I thought football games on Sunday was church after a while. I'm going to church. Yeah, I'll watch a football game and bet on it. Hallelujah. You know, think about what Job had to go through. He knew the truth. Man, that man, and God let certain things happen. One of the first things God let Job do was kill all of Job's cattle so he couldn't sacrifice to the Lord no more. And it put that protection over his family and children. So he didn't have that blood sacrifice, there wasn't protection, so Job was able to get access. But think about what Job went through. Lost everything and wouldn't curse God. He said, look, I came in with nothing, I'll leave with nothing. It's amazing how spoiled we've been when things don't go our way and we grumble and complain and lose sight of what's happened. That's when the spirit of deception comes in. Oh, he waits at your door every single day. Knock, knock. Don't answer it. Don't say who's there. You may hear more than one voice out there. Hallelujah. Psalm 56, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they what? Twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Oh, hallelujah. They twist the words. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, Be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people do what? Twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, which is the spirit of deception. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever and ever. Amen. Untaught, unstable, twisting the words, twisting the truth, because they refuse to allow the mind of Christ to lead. Again, these are individuals that force the will of God. They force it, don't even know they're forcing. They're going to try to prove the will of God, but it's not the will of God. They're proving, I mean, they force their own will. They don't force God's will. Amen? They try to exchange it out that they believe it's God's will. So they enforce it, but it's not God's will. Because they're not allowing the mind of Christ to lead. They're allowing the spirit of deception, which is connected to the carnal mind. It's connected to the carnal mind. It's a part of the carnal man. The carnal man lies. The carnal man is deceiving. The carnal man is an offspring of Satan. Amen? It was born in deception. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourselves. So with such withdraw yourselves. In other words, you don't promote it. You don't agree with it. You withdraw yourself. You expose it and you remove it. That's why God, we're not supposed to be associating with people we know that are walking in deception. Or to expose them. Verse 6, now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Wow, so the love of money is a great deceptive, it's the spirit of deception. Why do people go to gamble? Spirit of deception. Does everybody understand it? They're trying to make money. They're trying to shortcut. I mean, that was a shortcutter big time. I was a drug dealer trying to make money quick. I wanted to retire at the age of 24. I did. I went, got sentenced to life. Hello. But that was the wrong retirement. I didn't get any pension. Mark 9, verse 21. So Jesus answered or asked his father, or he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And the man said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus, you know, it's pretty amazing. He said, help my unbelief. He didn't say help myself or my child. Help my unbelief. Why? Because my belief will move your hand. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people coming, running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, he's dead. And Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast that demon out? And he said, because some things don't come out without what? Prayer and fasting. Oh, that deaf and dumb spirit. Is a deaf and dumb spirit associated with the spirit of deception? Yeah, that's why it keeps you deaf and dumb. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then, of course, he is talking about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the body of Christ. Then a lawless one will be revealed with whom the Lord will consume with his breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion or strong deception. That they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. Now we're going to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Your what? Sanctification. That you should obtain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. For it is written, for it is spoken, and so shall it be. So, Lord, we thank you for the reality of the spirit of deception and its power and influence. Lord, seal what we've learned today with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Keep us hidden in the secret place with you. And continue to move mightily on the wings of your wind. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.